Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay at Grand Insight, and these are going to be your weekly message. Well, then I'm doing it as a weekly, but honestly, the messages that come up for this one are for the next 6 months, the next year, the next 2 years. So you might want to bookmark this one. I haven't decided yet. We're going to see how this one goes. Do extra messages for this period. It's a big week, big period. This card that just came out, you can see there, relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. Kind of says it all as well. So bear that in mind. Yes, I'm doing it as a weekly, but it isn't your regular weekly. Why is that? Well, you guys have probably heard this everywhere. Even people that are not into astrology have been talking about this. We have that solar eclipse on Monday, the 14th. And we have Mars-Saturn conjunction on, I think it's the 10th, on Wednesday. And those are big deals. But I'm not surprised. You'll see the rune that comes out. It's the one that kind of peeped out last week. Because this is a period, whatever we're doing now, that has big implications. Now, here's the kind of deal around that, right? And I talked about kicking the doors off the hinges. That's kind of one way of looking at this. What are you kicking the doors off the hinges for? This will be the period to really face whatever you feel holds you back. Not the opportunities you haven't been given, not the right people that you don't meet, not the lack of support that you have in your life, but within yourself, your own story that you are done with, that has prevented you, where you have prevented yourself from being bold and taking bold action and doing something and going for something. Now, I make that distinction of within ourselves, kicking the doors off, to really like face that monster, face the monster in the closet, the one under the bed because of Chiron, right? And you can see the power of surrender card that comes out is surrender fear. Now, what I would ask you to look at here, now, let's just talk about those that don't do that, right? I understand. I mean, I'm surprised that I still have those kinds of people that watch my stuff. I realized it in at least two of the readings that I've done. And so I didn't think anyone like that still followed me, but hey, that's my own, obliviousness, I guess, which is if you're like, you know, oh, cool, this eclipse will change X, Y, and Z, right? No, it won't change anything unless you are willing to come out in a different way. Like, I just want to be clear on that. Now, that I've just said that, and even that's not 100% true. Because if we keep sticking our feet in the same old shoes, they get tighter, right? So there may be that feeling of, you know, things getting cut off, nothing's moving. I don't know the last time this happened, if it's ever happened. You know, the top half is like where we're coming from, what we're focused on, the energy that we bring in. Look at the bottom. They're all fours. That is a foundation. Now, this energy here can be an amazing platform from which to launch the next up to like the 2 years of your life. That's the Mars-Saturn cycle. Excuse me. Up to the next 2 years. The whole of your rest of your life, right? Let's just up the stakes a little bit on this. But yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity. We have free will. I've really felt free will. And so this is something that I've talked about with clients at the moment. I've noticed this that's come up. Whatever you want, right? Nobody in the world can shame you for wanting it. Whether you want more money, whether you want the Ferrari, right? You know, these are usually things that people who are spiritual, you know, who do this. It's like, oh, no, I'm not supposed to want that. I'm supposed to want world peace or want whatever, right? No, go for whatever you want. Whatever it is, whatever your carrot is that you are willing to lunge for, to break out of whatever patterns you've had, whatever ways you've had of showing up, right? Let it be whatever it is. Whether it's a boyfriend, the perfect boyfriend. I want the perfect boyfriend or whatever. If this is about manifesting things in, as in, I'm going to remain the same. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to cut people, things, situation, places out of my life, but I'm going to remain the same, right? Then that is not what I recommend. Now you can do it, you know, and please, I beg you, if that is your instinct to do that, if you're like, I don't care what Jay says, I'm going to do that, then I want you to do that. I want you to follow your own instincts. I can only put out in the world who I am, right? That may not be who you are, and it's not my job to tell you who you are, but it is my job to hold a mirror up and say, look, this is the reading, this is the message that I've got for this time period, and find yourself in it. Even if what you find is, yeah, never in a million years, I'm not doing that. Good on you. Go for it. Surrender your fear of, you know, being wrong, because it might be, oh shit, Jay might have got it right and I've got it wrong. No, Jay's got it right for Jay. What the rest of the world needs is for you to get it right for you. And like, what is your gift? What are the gifts that you've had? What is the gift of this past period? So, I mean, it's extraordinary pull for an extraordinary period in our lives, right? Two fours at the bottom, but we've got six, six, six at the top. And the only one that's not, you know, a four or a six is the Three of Wands, which is Sun in Aries as a card. So massive. I cannot stress enough how massive the energy is. And just, there's no major arcanas in this. Can you see them? None whatsoever. So this is on you. Now, this doesn't mean you have to do it all by yourself. That's not what I'm saying, because that's bullshit. No one does anything by themselves, right? But that direction that you show up from, what you focus on, what you pivot towards, what you allow in, what you are willing to see, how you are willing to show up, like all of that stuff that we can do. So all minor arcanas, which means this is on us, like we're the ones that how we show up daily, and three sixes at the top. Those are the gifts. We're coming in with gifts, and they may not feel like gifts. It may be the gift of letting go of something, the gift of screw the past, the gift of moving forward, the gift of having being proud of ourselves and what we've done. What does that mean? Because if you have a look here, we've got the Six of Swords, we've got the Four of Swords that goes with that. We've got the Six of Cups, we've got the Four of Cups. We do not have the Four of Wands, we have the Three of Wands, not the Four. So I've got a feeling that we're kind of, this is the platform that we are now launching ourselves from. But we do have the Four of Pentacles, which is, we don't have the Six of Pentacles. So pretty profound reading as soon as we come into that. But want what you want it wholeheartedly. Like whatever it is that gets you to do that Three of Wands, which is, I'm willing to put action into this. I've already started to feel forward into the Jupiter Uranus conjunction that happens, I think is at the end of next week on the 21st. Now, I know why that's coming up for me already, because those are my two daddies, right? I'm a Sag rising, Jupiter rules Sag. I am an Aquarius sun, Uranus rules Aquarius. So I feel that. I feel that personally. It's only a few degrees off my south node. So I can feel that one coming in. So if there's a bit of a two-parter to this, right? This week we're doing this. So if you don't get put off by the fours, because I know a lot of time we're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to get started on this. You can get started on things. I've gotten started on things, you know, yesterday at the time I'm recording this. And I'm recording this very early. I'm recording this on Sunday. When is this? Sunday, the 31st of March, I'm recording this. And there's a reason for that, because I want to get these up early so you can kind of navigate. You'll be feeling this already. That this is not just 14th. I mean, sorry, the 8th to the 14th of April. That's not just. Yeah, this video will be there for that week, and it comes out for that week. But you already feel this, you already know this, and it will be there with us for some time to come. So, like I said, bookmark this one. All right, let's have a little read of Relax the Hold of Darkness and Be at Cause. Now, you can't make this shit up with this card. Check it out. Dear Sacred Rebel, this moment in your life requires great courage. Fortunately, you possess that. Actually, I want to say something before that. I'm getting distracted reading it because there was something else I wanted to say. I just realized I didn't finish the whole idea. So me look checking forward into Jupiter Uranus conjunction, which I actually looked back at my one. So you might want to look back. I posted the dates on the Discord server. If you're on there, you can go check it out in the Tarot Astro Info channel. Taurus is about what we build, what we cherish, right? And I want you to consider this. This is just hold the question there. But don't worry about if you can answer the question. But hold the question there of, you know, what am I afraid of? Right? You know, and this is part of the cheat sheet, Aries season cheat sheet. Because, and don't have it as the usual suspect. You know, I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of being broke. I'm afraid of losing everyone. I'm afraid of being alone. Like, whatever it is. Not that. I want you to consider where you are afraid of commitment. Because one of the messages that I've been getting is if something comes in or someone comes in and the way to accept or take up the offer or the opportunity is to commit wholeheartedly, right? This is your opportunity to overcome whatever fears you have around commitment. I think it's automatic for us to kind of consider our fears in terms of lack, right? I'll always be broke. I'll always be alone. I'll always be whatever, right? I won't be able to achieve this. Those are, you know, I've talked about primary and secondary desires. I often get the feeling that our real fears are not those. Those are the ones that they're acceptable fears. You know, it's natural. Who wouldn't be afraid of losing? Who wouldn't be afraid of not being enough? All of that. I want you to consider where your fear comes from commitment. We're going into Taurus territory here. You'll see the quote that I went and checked it this morning, actually, because, you know, I picked the quotes in advance and they're kind of like channeled in of their own selves. Like, you know, half the time, I don't know why I picked those quotes. I go and look through a list of quotes from the, you know, from someone, from various people. But this quote was about what we, it's much harder to cherish and build. That's much harder to do that. A lot of the time, and when we can look at our fears around what we cherish, what we commit to, what we are planning to be. Commitment is the biggest one. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stick to it. I don't know if I'm going to get bored. I don't know if, you know, everyone's going to depend on me and then I can't show up for it. So that's what, you know, that's what we're kind of pivoting towards. So I want to add that there. All right, now I can maybe read this card without getting distracted. All right, so 26, relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. Not be at peace, be at cause. Dear sacred rebel, this moment in your life requires great courage. Fortunately, you possess that in bucket loads. You're being asked to allow yourself to be lifted out of one level of known reality and into the next level of higher voltage reality. Higher voltage, I think of Uranus immediately. Getting boosted by Jupiter, of course, right? So that's for next week. But you can't make that shit up where it says you're being lifted out of one reality and into another. Higher voltage reality requires a more absolute trust and a heart that is surrendered into the greater heart of the universe so that life can happen to us, through us, and with us more quickly, more radically, more beautifully, and more boldly. You are now being invited into this new reality where things happen quickly and according to bold, loving optimism. That's Jupiter and that's Sag energy. This is a reality not only of potential, but of manifestation of this, of the great, big, cosmic yes. To access this reality, you have to leap from known waters. And I love it that it's talking about waters because we've got the Six of Swords there, which is air, but it's going on water. We've got that. Yes, we got the solar eclipse in Aries, but 2 days after that, we have Mars-Saturn conjunction. That's going to be a slow one. That's not like a one and done deal. You know, that's a little bit of what this week, the week that I'm kind of putting this out there is for. And Pisces is those infinite waters. You know, is this us in the boat? Is that Saturn? Is the direction we're going in Mars? Are the waters Pisces, right? If we look at that. And that's why I love that waters thing coming up, because that to me points to Saturn. And you know I love Saturn. I'm Saturn's girl. You know, I love Saturn. That's another one of my daddies, right? So I love all of these big energies, but here's the thing, right? They're big, they're massive, they take a longer amounts of time. It's not like a Mercury retrograde is going to be done in a few weeks. It's not like a Venus, you know, the Sun. These are all personal planets and energies that come through. These are much bigger ones. And Mars is a personal one, but it's meeting Saturn. Saturn is a bit more, you know, gives a bit more staying power to it. So, you know, these are here for a while, and that's the pot. You know, one of the themes that I've noticed, and I've noticed this in politics, I've noticed this in economics. You know, I was having this conversation with someone around economics and solutions that people are trying to bring up to economic strifes. And I said a lot of the solutions, they are not solutions because they are short-term gains. Short-term gains. And we're not looking at short-term gains. We're looking at long-term well-being. These are things that we stick to, that we are going to build on, that we are going to develop. You know, these are all words that I think work really well for this period. Anyway, but you know, I say that, and yet the spark, right? Because they're so big, the spark, how we initiate them, they're in our day to day, they're in the moment. Like some little thing can change right now for you, right now. Some awareness, some idea, and that's it. That's everything has changed. Remember, it's always both. This is the minutiae. This is the details of our life that we see here in the minor arcana, but they have great impact. Great impact. Right. To access this reality, you have to leap from known waters, and others may think you are crazy for doing so. You have to leave behind the dark, weighty grip of hesitation, procrastination, second guessing, and the belief you have to do everything on your own. We're all in the same boat. You may fear for your life. How will you be safe in the wild electrical pulse of so much aliveness? How will you function without the hazy, sleep-inducing paralysis of playing it safe, taking too long and placing lesser priorities above your sacred art of life? How will you hold yourself back if you don't hold on to fear? You do not need to worry about such things. Life is wild, but it is also wise. It is a force of startling, raw awakening at times, but it is also the natural process of evolution, where all things mature according to a seasonal cycle in right timing. You are a part of, not apart f sorry, you are a part of, not apart from that process. The invitation to shift gears and jump on board the express train of life will feel exhilarating and perhaps also challenging. When you are in the hold of the darkness, you will feel pushed to turn away, to imagine it is all too much, and to create excuses about how your desires aren't grounded enough, that you are being too flighty or flaky, or that you are not living in the real world. That is fear of talking, not truth. If the sacred rebel is not awakened, we will continue to live in a culture drenched in fear and distrust of nature. Those without awakened hearts don't yet understand what nature knows. She knows timing. She knows life and death. She knows the creative process. She just knows. And that's Empress. That's the Empress energy. But she just knows and can be trusted to support us, her own creations, in becoming all that we can become. Does this mean that we become passive and just flow along like a limp leaf, detached from the tree and blown about randomly by the breeze? No. Being free of the dark hold empowers us to take up our cause. This means being free to act and affirm the intuitive feelings we have by following up on them. This is painting like someone who has lost their mind, completely free and from the heart. It means writing, even though you have no conscious idea of what you are writing, even as the words are streaming forth upon the page before your rather curious eyes. I had a bit of experience with that yesterday myself. And it means speaking about your work, never hiding it away. Allow it to breathe the fresh air and be held in the gaze of another. Detach from the darkness that would say it is not enough, or must be the best thing ever, whatever that means, in order to be worthy of a place in the world. Instead, just let it be. Sorry, just let it be what it is. It might fly, it might endure, and it might not. All of nature, including you and your passions and dreams, will be what is needed, when it is needed, and how it is needed, according to wisdom. We just have to trust in this within ourselves and within nature herself through the flow of life and participate. You were asked to go within and imagine diving deep off the edge of what you have known. There is so much more calling to you now. It's your time. Leap. So I'm already getting Empress and Fool vibes, and the Fool is Uranus. right? That is Uranian energy. So let's look at this surrender fear. And it says, let go of the fearful stories you are telling yourself. Stay in the moment, focus on solutions, and celebrate every baby step forward. Now, there may be baby steps because we've got fours, and that is a pause. Fours are usually when not a lot happens. Now, they open up for chaos, right? That's why we get fives that come in after fours, and they're needed, right? If, you know, we're paused for too long, think of this as writer's block, four of swords, right? Writer's block. Then you want some of that tumultuous five of swords energy that comes up, you know, those ideas and doing it at any cost and all these kind of crazy, what is right, what is wrong, and writing it out. That would break the writer's block. If you feel emotionally stagnant, right, emotionally stagnant, and your idea of support is gone, then you may have to mourn the loss. That's a feeling. This is boredom. This is apathy. I don't feel anything. This can be nihilism, right? We're nihilistic. We're just like, oh, nothing means anything. Nothing happens, right? Especially with the combination of these two. And then even your heartbreaking at that time can get things moving. Even regret, oh shit, why didn't I do that? It can get things moving. I remember, and I've shared this story so many times, I was coming out of my 7 years in a bed illness, and I was talking to a friend of mine who also had a chronic illness. We were about this at the same place, we were talking, and I said to him, you know what, I want my heart broken. Like, at that point, that, like, when you've been so away from life, that even hearing that, even to feel something that massive, was something that I felt drawn to, that I wanted. So yeah, don't judge what you want. There's a reason for why you want it. And my friend did ask me, he said, why do you want your heart broken? That is so weird. And I said, because I want to have loved something so much that I feel devastated by its loss. Like, I want to feel everything that there is out there to feel. This was back, you know what? This was the year before this was in 2009, which 2010 was the last time. 2010, 2011 was the last time that Jupiter Uranus conjunction happened. So, you know, when I've heard, you know, people channel stuff and they channel spirits and stuff. And there was a lady that I once, and I've shared this story before as well, where she said, you know, the being that she was channeling said something like, you guys all, you know, when you're souls and you're with your soul family, I'm just telling the story. I'm not saying these are my beliefs, but I like the story, that when you're sat about in heaven or wherever, you know, when we're not here on earth, you know, you're just all, because you want to feel like, it's like kids in a sweet shop, in a candy store, right? Where you're just like, I'm gonna make the most amount of money, but I'm gonna cry every moment that I do it, you know, or I'm going to be totally broke. Like, you know, these kinds of challenges, like, you know, it's a game. Let me see how I can do this without, you know, and by feeling the most. I just want to cry the most that I've ever cried in my life. And that kind of resonated with me on some level, because of, I had been in a similar situation once, where even the idea of having my heart broken felt like a wonderful, cathartic, enlivening, to be alive, to be part of the real world energy. So that's why the fives come in after that. And then with the four of pentacles here, this is where, you know, we just want to be stable. This is control. This is, I need everything under my control. Everything has to be the way I want it to be so that I can feel stable for a moment. Well, nothing can come in that way. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. But that's okay, because sometimes when this card comes up, it's to know what we have. It's to know what we value. It's to know that we do have stability. Because if you look at this reading, we're coming in with the six, and we're leading to what we're dealing with are the fours. Where is the chaos? Is the chaos about to come in? Is the universe about to provide you the chaos that you need? Is your life about to, I don't even like to say the universe, right? If you're like, I'm solid, I'm good, you know, I'm just going to keep it down. You know, does someone break up with you? I'm not saying someone will, but you know, that's the kind of thing. Or you lose your job, or suddenly, you know, there's a baby about to be born into the family and you're about to become a parent. So there's, or a grandparent, you know, there's different things that can come about from this that introduce that chaos. because that is the unsaid part of this, the unsaid, unspoken, unseen thing in this reading so far without pulling other cards, is where is the chaos? And I remember a lot of the Agents of Chaos coming up in the seasonals that I did for Aries season. Right, let's read Yara. You guys remember this one from last week. This is, and I've been using runes. I've been pulling runes and stuff. So it's interesting that that one comes up again in the weekly. Remember, this is harvest, fertile season, 1 year. I'm going to say 6 months, a year, 2 years, all of those periods. Depending on where you are, this reading will mean different things throughout that period. But anyway, a rune of beneficial outcomes, Yara, applies to any activity or endeavor to which you are committed. Be aware, however, that no quick results can be expected. A span of time is usually involved, hence the keywords 1 year, symbolizing a full cycle before the reaping, the harvest, or deliverance. You have prepared the ground and planted the seed. Now you must cultivate with care. To those whose labor has a long season, a long coming to term, Yara offers encouragement of success. Know that the outcome is in the keeping of providence and continue to persevere. Remember the old story about the farmer who was so eager to assist his crops that he went out at night and tugged on the new shoots. There is no way to push the river. Equally, you cannot hasten the harvest. Be mindful that patience is essential for the recognition of your own process, which in its season leads to the harvest of the self. Now, one of the other themes that comes up here, Six of Wands in the past, right, is the things that you were proud of about yourself, or what you can, this is a card of success and victory, what you considered success to mean to you. Because that's probably going to get overhauled. Especially with the Six, whenever we get the Six of Cups, and the thing is, it's coming in as a past energy. You know, these are, we come in with these energies, and the Six of Cups is the gift of the past, every part of it. There's no, you know, we've gone through the regret. We regret this happening, that happening, and then the Six of Cups is where we think, you know, if that hadn't happened, I might never have started that business. I might never have moved jobs. I might never have found this. So that's what the Six of Cups is, the gift of the past. Let's get clarifiers with this as we go. I mean, can you make this shit up, guys? Can you really make this shit up? No, you really cannot. Four of Cups. Bloody hell. It just gets crazier and crazier. Let's get with the Six of Whoa. There's an Agent of Chaos. We've got the Five of Swords and the King of Swords coming up. And that makes sense, especially if we're focused on the Six of Swords. Right, let's begin with what we're coming in with. So with the Six of Wands and the Four of Cups, this is, you know, I get a kind of like begrudging kind of success here, or victory, or pride, right? This is almost like we achieved something, we set our heart on something, we did something, but it didn't feel as good as we thought it would. Four of Cups, right? You might have wanted to get that job. You might have wanted to be with that person. You might have wanted to move house or do whatever it is that you wanted to do. And you did it. Six of Wands, right? Homecoming hero, you did it. You showed up. You said, I can do this. You know, I've cleared my karmic cycles. I've, you know, let's take it a bit spiritual. I've gotten rid of my trauma. It doesn't bother me anymore. I've got up and spoken in front of people. Like, whatever it is, Six of Wands, you've done something in your life. It, you know, and you're aware of this. You've done something. But the Four of Cups is, hang on a second, like, it doesn't feel that good. I achieved everything I wanted to. Why does it not feel good? The other thing with the Four of Cups is what I call when you come out of the other end of the, you know, when the light at the end of the tunnel, when you come out the other end of the tunnel, a lot of people find themselves alone. You know, was it worth it? Was it worth me doing my meditation course or my spiritual course or starting my business or doing whatever if it's left me alone? if it's left me without support? If was it worth me being so strong and so defiant and bold in what I've done? And now, you know, nobody's there to help me. Like, I need help or I need support and no one's there. Like, you know, I'm just by myself. Or it's not enough, or just everyone's just criticizing me, like the crazy part of that oracle card, right? So be mindful of that. Be mindful of, you know, this, and it's in the past. So you've got some, this is, there's some feeling that comes up around this, but we're revisiting that. This is what we're wrapping up. And this could be a long-term story that you've had. Whenever anything good happens, I lose something. Because why would you, if that's an internal story, why would you want to do anything good? Why would you want to win? Why would you want to have victory if, you know, people criticize you or you end up losing people that you love or you end up by yourself on the other side of the tunnel? Right? So, you know, if all your friends are still in the dark in the tunnel, you'd want to stay in the tunnel struggling with them because you don't want to be by yourself. So whatever, your own story is different around that. But have a look at this. So underlying Three of Wands, right? It is Sun in Aries. It is the direction that we're going in. It's what we're willing to put action into. It's our plans for the future. But it is also what we've turned our back on. Six of Cups tells us immediately what we've turned our back on. Regrets. On, you know, even the gifts of the past. Like, you know, we've accepted them. We're good on that. But it's like, I've had those gifts. I don't need the same gifts again. I've done it. Because remember, even the Six of Swords is saying, I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm not going back. I know I'm not going back. And if judgment, you know, if it was judgment, I would say you can't go back. Right? But because it's minor arcana, there's a lot of free will involved when there's minor arcana cards. And if you have a look, even the clarifiers so far that are coming up, they're all minor arcanas. Now, with the King of Swords coming up and the Three of Wands, this is where we have picked where we are going based on what we know. That's why the Four Pentacles comes up here, because this is known. What we know gives us stability, what we know we have under our control, what we know that we value. And the King of Swords, Aquarius energy, is that. You know, but I have a vision, but I know what I want, but I know that I've always wanted, it's been my dream my whole life. Six of Cups can be a childhood dream that comes back. You know, I've always wanted to be a writer. I've always wanted to be a doctor. I've always wanted to be a whatever. Now, with the Five of Swords, though, the question comes about of what are you willing to do to get this? It's blind ambition. And it may be where we think we're selfish, right? I don't want to disrupt the family unit by doing that. I don't want to leave people in the lurch doing that. Like, you know, it can be those kinds of stories. I want to get one more because these two came out together. I also want to say this, when you get the King of Swords and you get the Five of Swords with any of the court cards from Swords, right? So King, Queen, Knight, especially, that combination is horrible when you get that combination. That is a vicious tongue. That is cutting words. So consider in yourself where this might speak, like how you've spoken to yourself, how you've spoken to other people. What things that you've heard, how you've allowed them to cut you to the quick. I knew this was going to come up. This is the leap. Now, whatever it is, whatever this combination here, and I always feel like, I think I said this last week as well, but there's a sense of the underlying energy that comes in is there is a fuck ton of shit going on with underlying energies because there's always so much going on there. So it may not be discernible. All we know is there is this kind of roiling water or underneath us that of, you know, something is brewing, something is going on, and it's around what we want, what we are willing to do for it, action that we're willing to take based on what we know, how we're willing to challenge what we know, and leaving the past behind, leaving the known behind to take a leap of faith. Let's have a look at the Six of Swords. I'm really sorry if you can hear like loud music and stuff. It's Easter Sunday. And my next neighbours are, they are having an Easter party. So it's a little bit loud there. Right. The Six of Swords. Can you make this shit up, guys? There's that Six of Cups again, right? And there's a Ten of Pentacles. One more. King of Wands. Six of Swords. So this is the focus. And most people's focus would be on moving forward at this time, right? Making a plan, whether you're ready to actively move forward or whether you're making a plan of what to do, right? But that's what the Six of Swords is. The Six of Swords is, it's Mercury. It's how we like think we're all in the same boat. You know, we don't want conflict. We don't want to have to fight our way for everything. Excuse me. And think about this, right? Why I keep saying this kind of kick the doors off the hinges, which is a phrase that a Leo friend of mine uses, we used to use a lot. She hasn't used it in quite a while. But, you know, kick the door off the hinges. It's that kind of, it's to show bravery, to show courage that, you know, I will face it. I'm going to go face it. And a lot of the time, like I said, it's the monster in the closet. It's the one that we, you know, a lot of energy goes into keeping that stuff hidden. And that's not overcoming a fear, right? It says surrender fear, but we don't want to ignore the fear. We don't want to pretend it's not there. We don't want to try to get everything as manageable as possible so we don't have any fear. Because I'll tell you why that is, because it uses a lot of our energy. If we, you know who I can see, Jean Grey, what's that one? It's one of the X-Men. It's the one where she's holding back the water so the ship can take off. And it takes a lot of energy, and I think a lot of us do that a lot of the time. Like we're holding back a tide of emotion. We're holding back fears and doubts and regrets and, you know, all of that stuff, and we're holding it back. So there's a vast amount of our energy goes into holding that back, and then we're left with like 20% to try to plan and decide what we're doing. So we've got this Six of Swords with the Six of Cups. Is we know we're not. There is no going back. Six of Cups, Six of Swords. The only major arcana that's coming up at the moment, still in the top row, is the Fool, which isn't much of anything. The tarot is the journey of the fool. It's a new beginning. It's taking the leap. It's relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. Why would you leap? What is the leap for? What is it? Because that's what the King of Wands is here to do. To jump into something, to give energy to something, to create something, to start something. Now, here's the interesting part of this. If the Six of Swords is about, you know, no more conflict, not going to fight, we're on the same boat. This is how all of us move ahead. And this might be that, you know, our ego might, I'll give an example. So it might be a court case. And I actually know that a couple of people that this happened to, where, you know, you're trying to fight the court case. How dare this person do this to me? How dare this person steal from me? How dare they, like, you know, try to lie about me and stuff? And that can be our ego at one point. But if we stop for a moment and we think about how much of my energy have I sunk into this? Because that's what it feels like. How much of my time, effort, energy have I sunk into this, right? I just want it to be over. I just want to start my life without this hanging over. And that's where these cards come up, where it's just like, right. You are free to go live your life. I'm going to be go free to like, how do we resolve this? It may be something like that. So on the surface, I'm getting a very justice feel to that. Or, you know, South Node is in Libra, of where winning isn't always the thing. Sometimes to be free is to find a way out where, you know, no, that's the Five of Swords, where it's not an out and out victory, but it liberates you to go and do something that you want to do, to go have a new life. So that's what the King of Wands is. The King of Wands reminds you, it's what I was saying at the beginning. This is about what you are willing to do, what you are willing to give your energy to, what you will boldly face. Now, I'm excited to get into this bottom row because they're all fours, right? So in the present, we have the Four of Swords. I do want to say this, actually. I didn't talk about the Ten of Pentacles here. Ten of Pentacles says, this might be even turning your back on your legacy or what you thought was who you are, right? Because you're, and it's something that you're really good at. And that doesn't mean, I'll give an example. So, you know, if you've been a mother for the last 10, 15, 20 years of your life, right? Doesn't mean you stop being a mother. But the King of Wands says, there's more to me than just being mum, right? There's more to me than that. Or whether, you know, you're really good at, I don't know why I'm thinking of like a watchmaker or something, like someone who fixes watches and clocks. And you might be really good at that. You might be really good at that. But, and you could do that in your spare time. You could do that. Of course, you could still do that if you love doing it. But there's something else that comes from that. Maybe it's time for you to make your own, design your own watch. That's something that you had always wanted to do, but you ended up fixing them. Maybe you ended up like, you know, fixing cars, but you wanted to race cars. So it may be something along those things. It doesn't have to be something that you're bad at, that is whatever. Like the way to move forward, a lot of the time we carry on fighting here, right? Because even though it's a horrible situation, we get to hold on to things that we want to hold on to. Let's see what the Four of Swords is saying. Four of Swords is a pause. And it's a pause in what we know. It's a pause in what we think we have to fight for. It's a pause to heal, Ten of Swords. It's a pause to put our burdens down for a moment. What the hell, guys? Chariot. Right, so this is Cancer energy. At some point, whether it's as you begin this week, whether it's when you watch this video, whatever it is, right? If you meditate, go meditate. If you go take walks, whatever it is that you do, I want you to sit there for a moment. I want you to consider if there's anything that comes up from the past, right? Ten of Swords. That isn't Six of Cups, Six of Swords then. That's the realization of that. So you know what I'm saying about, you know, going forward, I'm not going back. I know, you know, there's no regret, whatever. Then where is this Ten of Swords coming from? If we've really turned our back to the past. And I want to say this is if you get a Ten of Swords moment, which is the shadow of the past, rock bottom, betrayal, you know, cutting words, inner critic goes absolutely nuts on steroids, right? Just won't shut up, gets boosted up. We got Mercury retrograde, so this is likely to happen. Consider it as not as a, oh shit, I haven't done it. I need to go back to square one and do this again. No. Consider for a moment everything I've been planning, what I'm planning to, I mean, ultimately it's going to be a leap of faith, which means leaving everything that you know behind, leaping into something new. That can be in yourself, like the way you speak to someone. You know that person has always been a certain way, but instead of like coming in with the expectation that they will speak to you in that way, it's being guileless, not having any expectation of how that person will speak to you. That's very difficult to do because we have memories, right? And we bring in the memory of things into stuff. But the Four of Swords, we're pausing this because the Chariot, this urge to move forward. To have our head and heart balance, to see what we're willing to do, right? We're still restricting. Think about that. If you've got the Ten of Swords, we're restricting based on what happened to us in the past. If you've got the Ten of Wands, we are restricting based on the burdens that we carry. And this, so I'll give you the easy way to do this because the Chariot comes up. On some level, you know what's held you back. You know what your issues are. You know what you've been overcoming. You know where you're stuck. You know what support you know all of this. You do know all of this. King of Swords coming up there. Just stand where you are. Like, do it mentally. Close your eyes right now if you want to do it. Stand where you are. Cast your mind forward. Cast your mind 6 months from now. Come back and watch this in 6 months. Set yourself a little timer in your calendar or something, right? Set your mind forward a year. Set your mind forward 2 years. And I mean, do all of them, not just one of them. 5 years, 10 years, next generation, what the world will be like for your kids. Obviously, we won't be here to see in 100 years. But, you know, this is what I was talking about last week. that awareness of the timing that you work under. Look forward. Look at the path that you are about to travel. Why you're about to travel it. Why it matters to you. You don't know how it will turn out. You don't know how the painting will turn out. Remember that? Relax the hold of darkness and be at cause. You don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know what will come out of this. But you know you're ready to travel a path forward. To traverse those seas. Now. That is around. So what are the stories that prevent us here? The old thoughts, ideas, memories of the past and what we how we speak to ourselves. Ten of Wands are the burdens that we carry. Like what we do. We're our, you know, scattered energy all over the place. I need to do this for this person. I need to do that for this person. Let's see what the Four of Cups says. Queen of Wands, Aries energy, love it. And also I want you to consider this now. So we've got the King of Swords and we've got the King of Wands. Kings have mastery. They know how to do it. And they know how to, they're socially responsible with that. The Queens are much more self-directed. It's their inner reality coming out, right? Of what it means to them internally. Now the fact that we've got the Queen of Wands coming out, and the Queens are all cardinal energies. This is Aries energy, cardinal fire. This is initiating something new. I will always feel the same way. I will always be supported the same way. I will always end up, you know, feeling stuck like this. Unless I do something differently. Now, also think about this. This is being seen a certain way, presenting yourself in a certain way. You know, proud of yourself. We've got Leo energy coming up. How we're seen, how we're considered, what people think of us, right? And that is lackluster, like it's never enough. And this could be imposter syndrome, Six of Wands, Four of Cups. But here is different. Like it's saying in the future we're stuck, but this is that it initiates a new way of showing up with new goals that we have, things that we want, and how we go for them. What motivates us changes. Even feeling stuck and, you know, lackluster and bored initiates and inspires a new way of being, of showing up. Two of Cups. Three of Pentacles. I love this, right? So, I mean, if we ask, there is this kind of back going backwards kind of feeling, but that makes sense with the Mercury retrograde. We get the Two of Cups and here, like the support has changed. You need support in a different way, right? You know, that, and that's true for everyone, going forward. I've been looking at that in my own life, dynamics in my own life. And I've been exploring that with clients as well. I'm sure I said this, maybe I said this last week. I don't remember, but I've said this to a few people as well. I want you to consider this, that if you're saying I want support, it's really important to know what you want support with. Really important. And, you know, do you want that support? I'm not saying you need to know this, but it's the awareness of if you're doing this. So sometimes we can say, I want emotional support. But we've decided ourselves that it must come from friends. It must come from family. It must come from a boyfriend. Like, you know, whatever it is, a girlfriend, whatever. That, you know, we've got this notion of where that support comes from. But get to the root of it. What is the kind of support that you want there? Emotional support. And like I said, it's okay to want whatever you want. That's kind of what drives you, what motivates you to go forward, to have a look at this. But unless you know, you may not know what kind of support you want. You may just know that I can't do this alone. I have to do this with someone. What is the this? What is it that you are trying to do? Because I'll tell you this, right? If I was trying to, if I was going to build a new business, right? So we'll go with an entrepreneur and I've got an idea for a business and I want a business manager to work with me to do that. I want them to be punctual. I want them to have very kind of earthy, solid, almost like a Virgo, right? You know, of plan this, do that. I want them to be solid. I want them to show up on time every day. I want that stability. I want that rigidity a little bit in how they show up, so I know what to expect. Because I'm the dynamic one in that. So I want someone to counter that for me in that. But if I was about to kind of trip around the world and I think I want a travel partner with me, a partner in crime to do this, I want someone dynamic. I may not want the same qualities that I want in a business manager that I want with someone who's fun, who's open to adventure, who's optimistic, who laughs at no matter what happens, is not going to be complaining the whole time, who's not doesn't have that critical eyes open to taking in experiences. And it's amazing how many people that kind of a message has come up for, in terms of, what is it that you want? What are you committing to? Because the right support will show up. Imagine you were putting on a play and you went down to like central casting and you said, oh, I need an actor. They'd be like, okay, but what actor? Like, what is the role? What is the role that you want? What is the role that you're willing to play? That's just one example around support. I'm going to remind you of this, Two of Cups coming up here. There's something around that, because Jupiter's going to go into Gemini, guys, and that there's something, air facilitates how we speak to one another, exchange ideas, share our realities, cooperate with one another, right? That's air facilitates. That's a massive theme that I've had coming up for me with so much air in my own chart, and you got this. What does it facilitate? It's not there just to cut things down. It facilitates things. It enables things to happen. So if you've got the four of cups here from here, which is this is from the outward looking in, right? You're feeling stuck because you're not seen a certain way, or the feed, or you're not supported in a certain way. This is going to be like what you consider support to be. If you're about to build something, if you're about to cherish something, if you're about to commit to something, right? A people, project, work, lifestyle, whatever it is. Yes, we can have emotional support. But the Three of Pentacles, and it's an amazingly powerful card. It's been a massive card for me this year, focusing on this, is the only people that can support you are the ones that are building with you. And that's why it doesn't work. If somebody wants out of the relationship and you're like, we build it strong together, right? If they want out, they are not trying to build the relationship. Now, this isn't just romantic relationships. I want you to think about friendships. I've noticed this, of where, in relate, I'm not saying that, our friendships take over everything, but if for me, when I'm with a friend, right, the well-being of my friend is my well-being. Like, that's we're in this together. So when I listen to them, I'm listening to my friend and thinking, okay, this is what builds them up. This is what does whatever. But there are people who will call you, who will call themselves your friends, but they're only coming in because in some way you are aiding them in what they are building. But they're not building with you, right? And so in that sense, you're just the person that provides the bricks and mortar. Like, you don't have any loyalty to the bricks and mortar person. If you're trying to build a cathedral, what would you do? You're going to access where's the cheapest price that I can get it from, the best quality, whatever it is, you do that. But you're not working with the person at the quarry who's digging up all the stuff. You just take the material and you're done with them. You're building with the architect, you're building with the person who's financing it. Interesting, in this Three of Pentacles, there's only one person here. Now, mind, body, and spirit, yes, it always comes up. In this, so this doesn't have to be people like us, but there is support here, mutual support that comes up. But the kind of support that you need depends on what you need support with and on the support that you are willing to give. How do we get here? What's the advice? Four of Pentacles. Page of Wands. All right. Love the Page of Wands. Nine of Swords. One more. Queen of Pentacles. All right. Now, again, let's just go back a step. We only have two. Look how many cards I've got on the table. Even from the clarifiers, we've got two major arcanas. One is New Beginning, which we're in that in-between phase right now. The other is your own will. Free will has never been bigger than right now. This is not kind of like, oh, what's going to happen kind of energy. This is that, what, how do I use my will to move forward? Like, of everything that I've learned, everything that I've done, how do I feel my head, my heart, all of this stuff. That Four of Cups, again, it keeps speaking to me. But think, remember, the Four of Cups is feeling stuck. It's apathy, it's boredom, it's not knowing what to do. It's that, you know, my support systems have changed. So how I need support have changed. So make sure you're supporting yourself in the way that you need to be supported. You know, whether that's your inspiration, whether that's your creativity. And then the other support comes with the Two of Cups and the Three of Pentacles. And this could be you supporting other people as well. Like, you know, it's never a one-way street. I want to be very clear on that. So Four of Pentacles here, what is that? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. This is my stability. This is the safety and security that I have built up and worked on until now. This would be the soil in which you're going to plant the seeds. This would be the seeds that you have as well. And yes, you've got them in your hand. And once you plant them, they could go rotten or they could do whatever, right? So you're waiting for the right moment to do so. The Page of Wands is saying, you know, do this from a place of playfulness, creativity. There is a light-hearted energy to the Page of Wands always. Excitement, enthusiasm. It's what this was saying, that you don't know if the painting will take off. You don't know if anyone's going to read that book. You don't know. You know, it may fly, it may not. It's that feeling that comes up around this. But that's not the reason you're doing it. Because the Nine of Swords says, if you try to predict how this will work out, if you go too far in the future, right? Because so the Chariot is self-directed. This is the path I want to go on. I want to lose, I don't know, like, you know, 20 pounds. I want to eat healthier. I want to work on my this. I want to hone my music skills, you know, whatever it is. Then you set the course. You get in the Chariot, you start moving down that road. But when you ask yourself, okay, well, I don't know if I don't know what could happen. People could laugh at me. Everyone could leave me alone. What if the same shit happens from the past that used to happen, right? You would never start it. And never start it. And the Queen of Pentacles says that. Look how she, I love something about her. The way she's looking over at this Nine of Swords here at the Page of Wands. If you see these two, is that this will get you going. I'm doing it for fun. I'm trying it out. It's my hobby. It's my skill. This is the spark. I'm going to act on this spark. I'm going to let it build. We'll see. The right people might come up. I may not be able to do it by myself. You know, this might be if you were really going to build a cathedral where at that point you don't have the money, you don't have the architect, you don't have whatever, right? The Page of Wands would be, well, hey, I'm going to go look for a spot to build a cathedral in. I might start clearing it myself. Of, you know, clearing the ground of where it could be, so that when I do get the person, when I do get the whatever, this is the spark, the energy, and it starts off small, or that we give to something. Because the Nine of Swords is, well, why would I pick a ground if I don't have the money to buy it yet? Why would I do this? I don't even have an architect. There's no one to help me. The Page of Wands is never going to build a cathedral by himself. Never. A cathedral will also never get built without the Page of Wands. Because if you think about the Page of Wands version of you that has that spark, right? And the Nine of Swords is always going to tell you, don't bother doing it. This is the worst case scenario of everything that's going to come up for you. Because that's what happened in the past. But we're not doing that. The Queen of Pentacles says, no, don't worry about what happened in the past. What do you value right now? What do you value? And the value isn't, I want a massive cathedral, so God will love me, or that may be it, right? Don't deny anything that you want right now, but break it down further. It might be that, you know, we need that place to congregate, to get together. We need a community. We need to come together as a community so we can support each other. There's, you know, it's been a rough harvest. It's been a rough whatever, that we need to do this. She will say, okay, cool. Then we're going to nurture that. That's what we nurture. Nurturing, it means it starts as a seed. It starts as a spark. Nine of Swords could happen or could not happen. But between the Four of Pentacles and the Nine of Swords, you will not change anything because there's no guarantees with that. Yes, every single thing that you want to do could, it can go wrong. And you know, it's a lot, often it does go wrong. That's not the point though. I'm trying to get one more here. Let's see. I was waiting for this one to come out. There we have the Four of Wands. And the Four of Wands is that, what is your stability? What is your security? You can use that as a place, as a company. Like, I'm just going to stay here until I know it's, you know, guaranteed. Which the Queen of Pentacles, she's about building it. You nurture it, you build it, we hold space for it. She's very much like that Empress energy. But with the Four of Wands, it's like, well, that's, now we've got a solid platform. Now we can build. Now the foundation is there. We've done so much. Three of Wands, Four of Wands. We've set the course. We've picked the direction. We know what we want to happen. We know what action we want to put into something and our expectations. And we're going to celebrate how far we've come. We celebrate our comfort zone, but our level of stability. And we nurture the spark. Right, I'm going to get... I haven't done one of these for a while, but I have been using this deck in my personal readings lately, so... Let's get you a postcard from Spirit. There are times you get lost but refuse to see your part in things. Happens to everyone. Something feels familiar but sort of off. If you're feeling confused, it's best to throw away that map you're using. That's what the Fool says. It's best to throw away that map you're using, which only lets you navigate based on your past experiences. That isn't what you need right now. Instead, take a deep breath and open to the truth. A desire to stay in denial means that part of you doesn't want to be responsible for the pattern that's shown up in your life. Yes, this is the right time to wake up and start again. By the way, you will always get another chance. You have unlimited chances to start again. We love you so much. We really do. Be gentle with yourself. Coming out of denial is like being temporarily blinded by super bright lights. Allow your eyes to adjust. Carry on, special one. A beautiful life awaits. Loving you so, so much. And this kind of feels like it's the door that, you know, we're afraid to go through. And not because... And hey, it's the door that we're afraid to go through. Not because... what, you know, of what is behind the door, but because of what might not be there. You know, I'm going to go through all the effort to kick this door off the hinge. I might call this one kick the door off the hinges, but you know, that we're so afraid, not because, you know, if you're standing at the door closed and you could just think, well, it could be there, you know, that my writing career is on the other side of this, or me happily married or with kids or prosperous or whatever could be behind this door. That feels good. That feels comfortable. But to kick that door open and to actually have a look and see if it's there, right? To pick the pen and paper up to write, or to paint a picture, or to make the music, or to go out and date someone, you know, whatever it is, to say how you feel, that will answer that question. And that's what, sometimes it's the answer that we're afraid of. There's a quote that I shared on Discord. I'm going to share it with you guys here. I don't remember who said it. Let's see if I can find it. Okay. Here it is. And the quote is by Richard Feynman, it says. And the quote is this: I would rather have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't be questioned. Say it again. I would rather have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't be questioned. Now, in that sense, this is about, you know, not getting stuck in things and if we have the answer to something, it's like, no, I'm not going to shake that answer or to do whatever, right? But in some ways, even though I said that quote, this is about answers coming through. Like, so there are some answers that will come through. And the answer will be, could it happen when it happened? But the answer to that is, well, unless I do something about it, no, it won't just happen. I have to kick that door off the hinges, face what is there, know what I need to nurture, how I go forward, what I'm building, who I'm building with, what I'm building, what I want. And then we take it from there. But be gentle with yourself. There you go, my lovelies. I wish you an amazing week as you go forward. Hope you'll let me know how you get on. Whether it, you know, I would hope that there's comments coming in on this video, like even 6 months, a year, 2 years from now. You know, I would love that. But there you go. If you'd like to support that work, the work that I do, there's information in the description on how you can do that. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who booked readings with me in the last 2 weeks. You guys have been, I mean, I've only done 1 week at the time of I'm recording this, but it's already been magical. So thank you to everyone who has shared so beautifully with me and has allowed me to share with you. But there you go. I love you guys. I will see you next time, but that's all for now. Goodbye.